Ghost, let them come to the water.
Now that we've started our school day, the lesson today is actually the school of life. I remember when I heard the school bell, my mom asked me what happened at school, and I said, the bell ringed and we goed in. And I think that's it. You know, when we start school, we start learning what the rules are. So life, the rules, is what we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to share, to start out with, Robert Fulghum's piece about kindergarten. All I really needed to know about kindergarten. Okay. I learned in kindergarten, all I needed to know. Share everything. Play fair. Don't hit people. Put things back where you found them. That was my mom talking there. Yeah. Clean up your own mess. That's also mom talking. Don't take things that aren't yours. Say you're sorry when you hurt someone. Wash your hands before you eat. Flush. Warm cookies and cold milk are good for you. Live a balanced life. Learn some and think some and draw and paint and sing and dance and play and work every day some. Take a nap every afternoon. When you go out into the world, watch for traffic, hold hands, and stick together. Embrace wonder and curiosity. Find meaning in everyday rituals. Practice kindness in small, consistent ways. Be aware of wonder. Robert Fulghum showed us the rules that we need to get along with each other and to go forward in the world alert and aware. As we progress in our lives, other rules help us to grow and expand. So I'm going to share the rules by John Amaro. Dr. Amaro was a chiropractor. He educated thousands of physicians worldwide and their patients using natural medicine, Asian healing, acupuncture principles, and chiropractic techniques. He was an author, a motivational speaker, an inventor. As a healer, he was passionate about caring for his patients, family, and friends. He died in 2024, but he'll be remembered most for his ability to charm and entertain, have a story to tell, and a hand to give to whomever he met. His rules were, you will receive one body. If you should wear it out, you will have nowhere to live. You are expected to make alterations, improvements, and maintenance on a regular basis. How you feed and care for your body is paramount in how long you'll operate at maximum efficiency. You will be enrolled in school. You will be enrolled in school from the first day of birth. Every day, lessons will be taught. You will be given the opportunity to learn from these lessons. Some lessons will be thought of as stupid and irrelevant, and others will be liked and enjoyed. There are only learning experiences. There are no mistakes, only learning experiences. Growth is a process of trial and error, along with experimentation. The failure experiment is just as important to our lives as a so-called success one. A lesson is repeated until it's learned. This lesson will be presented to you over and over for weeks or months or years until it is learned. It will repeat in various forms by a variety of people and in a variety of situations until you have scored an A+. Only then can you go on to another lesson. Learning never ends. There is no part of life that does not contain significant lessons. Every day, every waking hour, we are confronted with thoughts, situations, and experiences from which we can learn. Over there is never better than right here. When over there becomes right here, we'll always find another over there, which appears better than the current here. So I'm going to have to repeat after me 3 times. There is a great lesson right here. There is a great lesson right here. There is a great lesson right here. There's a great lesson right here. Other people mirror us. Mannerism, quirks, personalities which we love or dislike are mirror images of what we are within ourselves. You will have all the tools you need. You have been given all the tools and resources you need. You will do with them, and what you do with them is up to you. The choice is yours. You have the answer. A question or a challenge, a situation is never posed of us unless we're prepared and ready to answer the question, accept the challenge, or write the situation. What you see in the universe sees in you. It's simple, straightforward, but it isn't easy. sometimes I used to get really irritated, sometimes angry, when people would say, oh, there's this wonderful opportunity. And it's like, not. And that resistance caused me to write something. I put it in my second book, which is dedicated to caregivers, but it's really not just about caregiving. It's humor, hope, and heart in the journey of aging. But it applies to all parts of life. It's called The Opportunity. Resistance. This is a great opportunity, a challenge. Well, it's a challenge, all right, but I didn't sign up for this. God, it's God's timing. Not now, I don't have time. Time is only a human construction. Besides, I'm not capable enough. God doesn't give us what we can't handle. Enough already, I don't want to. What we want is not always what we need. It's not fair. Life is not fair. Well, how long is this going to last? As long as it needs to. Whoop-de-doo, I can hardly wait. Not. Oh, all right, I'll resign myself to it, but do I have to? When we get there, great opportunity awaits. You can't make me. You should be grateful for this opportunity. Sometimes these platitudes just make me want to barf. Well, sometimes a platitude can change your attitude. Yeah, you think it's a cute rhyme. Is that going to make me change my mind? See, I can make rhymes too. Quit acting like a petulant child. You have to make a choice. Well, maybe I'll consider it. Decision. I guess I can do this. Yes, you're stronger than you realize. I don't want to do it alone. You are never alone. I can handle this. Yes, you can handle this challenge. I want to be on top of the wave, not under it and drowning. You'll have what you need, and what you need will be there. I guess this could be interesting, maybe even some fun. Joy and sorrow are all part of the experience. Acceptance. Okay, I'm in. It's my choice. God's in charge. It's in God's time. Spirit will guide me. God does it. Congratulations, you accepted this opportunity. Once you've met the challenge, you'll get a new opportunity and an even bigger challenge. Wait a minute. Life goes on. The biggest lesson for me was to ask for help. But you have to have a sense of humor about it, because we're all in this together. And that brings up, I've got to lose my stuff here. We're all in this together. Yes. Because we can learn by ourselves, we have opportunities for feedback, but with no feedback, discussion, or other viewpoints to expand our minds, we can't develop true understanding and a sense of connection. You never know where it's going to lead you, so have a sense of humor. But remember, we're all in this together. I think we lost a slide here. But that's okay. Robert Fulghum had a picture of crayons that he, there was a picture of crayons with one of his sayings. We could learn a lot from crayons. Some are sharp, some are pretty, some are dull while others are bright, some have weird names, but they all have to learn to live together in the same box. The things I said here are all, The things I just shared are starting off points. Each one can create endless discussions. Remember, life is our greatest teacher, and you have the answer. End of lesson. Now, I do have the word for today, too. We'll start the meditation after that. Now, everybody got a book, I hope, a little daily word. My mom used to show me these. She was a very staunch Catholic, didn't know anything about Unity, but we lived in Kansas. She didn't know Unity Village was in Kansas. But what I'm going to ask you to do is take your book. Everybody should have gotten one, because this is your homework. Now, yeah, homework, of course. Now, before we go to that, we're going to go to, back here. Okay. The word for today, it's our vocabulary word, is that, which is close. Yola bokaflot. Yola bokaflot, which means a flood of books. And it's an Icelandic tradition about gift giving. And after World War II, they couldn't get much of anything. So they did have books and paper. And so it led to a surge in book publishing and became the most common Christmas gift. Iceland has a robust book market, high rate of book reading. It's a significant part of their culture to foster relationships and a shared social experience. So your homework, which will lead into our meditation or quiet time. Sorry, we don't have any blankies, so you'll have to get by. Anyway, so I'm going to have you just flip to a page. Doesn't matter what page. And whatever page you come up with, did you get a book? This boy needs a book.
So
he snuck into class late, or maybe too early. Yeah. Here, just give me three and I'll hand it to him. Okay. So you're going to open your book. Just flip to any page. It doesn't have to be in any particular order. I flipped to mine this morning, and I just had to laugh. It said, weather blessing. I do not resist the changing seasons. I bless the weather, and the weather blesses me. And I certainly hope it does. So I'm going to have you look at your word. Okay? And what I'm going to have you do, your homework, is to take this with you this week. And each day, look at a word. You can see how it fits in your life. You can share it with somebody. You can take it into meditation. But I ask you to do it each day this week. And at the end of the week, share it with a friend. Leave it somewhere, the grocery store, the laundromat, a political rally if you're feeling brave. You don't have to tell anybody you're doing it, but it's a way to spread that word. Mm-hmm. To share. Now, there won't be a test. It's on the honor system, but if somebody asks what you did with your daily word, do not say your dog ate it. So, now we're going to take, you're going to take your word. Did everybody find one? Sina, what's your word?
My word mm-hmm. is I vow.
I vow. Okay, anybody else?
Power.
Power. Ooh.
Blossom.
Ooh.
Reflection.
Ooh.
Family blessing.
Be happy.
Appearances.
Okay.
Wow,
we got lots of them. What's that?
Thoughts held in mind.
Ooh.
Rest.
Ah, very nice. Everybody got something different. It's what you need today. So as we go into meditation, we'll have a meditation song, and I want you to whisper that song that to yourself. So right, well, actually, before we start the song, look at your word, get it in your mind, and just whisper it. Just whisper it. You can whisper it out loud or whisper it to yourself. And you can take that into meditation if you choose. And then we'll have our song and go into meditation.
So we invite you to sing along with us if you'd like to.
I'm at ease. I'm
So now you can gaze softly or close your eyes if you wish. Take a nice deep breath. Let it out. And another. And then go back to your regular breathing. Notice how your body feels in the chair, where it touches the chair. And then scan down your body, starting at the top. Just notice where it might be tight, or cobwebby, or dark. And also where it's light and free. And move down your body, noticing what's tight, dark, or cobwebby. And letting it flow out. Replacing it with color, light, or good feeling. If your word for the day comes back to you, let yourself think about it, what it means for you. If chatter comes through your mind, just let it float by. Let your feelings reflect your word. And even if you don't remember your word, just let yourself be at peace. Like that river of water, those healing waters, the waters that we gathered, flowing through, washing away anything we no longer have use for, bringing in color, light, or good feeling, deep relaxation, deep peace, energy if we need it, and bathe yourself in those healing waters. And know that those waters are always there for you. That healing energy, that source of light and love, is always there for you. You can access it at any time. You can experience it any time. You just need to open yourself to it and let it flow through you. Breathe it in. Let it flow. And know that you are one with the water, one with the universe, and one with God. And that you have everything you need in this life. You just have to open yourself to it. You have all the answers.
I'm at ease. Jenny, before you do the offering,